We came together with the Ministry of Rural Development. We have a target group, like it was at the first like 10 women, but the number have increased. And the objection, the purpose why we gathered these women is to teach them how to use the cow dung, which is available everywhere, plus the grass and charcoal and soil, so that they produce charcoal out of it. And the reason behind it, why we participate together with the Ministry of Rural Development, is because it makes women to get cooking material nearby, so that they will not walk distance to go and collect charcoal and firewood. And sometimes that is like a security threat for them. Sometimes when they go distances, maybe they will get other people, maybe the women will get raped and all these things. At the end of the day, when this happens, people might start fighting each other and can escalate into community violence. That is one. The second thing is cutting the trees. It harms the environment. It prevents more rainfall. And when we don't have enough water, we don't have enough grass, that one can impact negatively on the community, because people will fight over the little resources they have for to get water and grass for their cattle. That's another thing. It can preserve environment. That is the reason why.
Well, as a Dinga woman, and now is the first time people are using the cow dung with the grass, with small dusty of the charcoal. What does it mean? Are we modernizing or are we going back traditionally?
No, it is combined. What is important is the use of it. What are we going to benefit out of it? Whether it is traditional thing, whether it is modern thing, is how we are going to benefit from it.
Well, are they not going to have conflict again with those who keep the cattle? Because when the cattle brought, they will be having their own fresh cow dung, and they want to use it for their cow.
No.
And now women want to use it for their cooking.
No, for me, it is other way around. Because cow dung is plenty. Sometimes there are some people who don't like cows to be nearby because they destroy their properties, like their farms and other things. But when they know about the use of cow dung, it will be it will attract them. They will not feel like we don't want these cattle calves to be nearby us, because they are going to benefit from this cow dung.
And the cow dung also is needed by the owner of the cow.
No, they are going to share because it is plenty. It is plenty.
Thank you very much, Ajok, for speaking to Miraya. Do you have anything you'd like to share with us apart from what we have discussed?
No, for me, just what I want to add is that let us always benefit from each other. Like cattle keepers can benefit from the farmers can benefit from the cattle keepers, even the nearby people, they can benefit from each other. And whenever there is any conflict, let us resolve it peacefully. Let us sit down, discuss, and resolve our issues peacefully, so that we will contribute into the whole national peace, which is taking place now, the revitalized peace agreement.